Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Yeah.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm your host, Wanda Adams, and I am so overjoyed, elated, ecstatic about today's show. We were just listening to Tanya Dallas Lewis and her current single, Faults, and guess what? She is our very special guest today. This woman is on fire for the kingdom. Currently, she's number 160 on the Billboard charts. She's number 4 on Reverb Nation, number 1. Well, she holds the number 1 and number 3 slot on Christian Jukebox. She is just making some noise. She's awesome. She's a true woman of God. She has a heart for the mission, and we're going to sit down, and she's going to hang with us, and we're going to go inside her story. So with no further ado, I want to bring to you the dynamic, the awesome Tanya Dallas Lewis. Hello, Tanya.
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm doing well. Did I rip you well? Did I tell the people right?
Yes, you did. You might have done a little too much, but it's all good.
You know you are all that and then some. I am so thankful to God for you and for the gifts that he has deposited in you.
Amen. And I'm grateful for you, too, as well.
So for those who don't know, tell us, who is Tanya Dallas Lewis?
Well, I'm more than a voice, and that was a process for me to learn. I think sometimes we identify ourselves with our gifts. And God has loaned us certain gifts, that's for sure. But I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I love to laugh, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, I'm a visionary, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm crazy, and I just am loving God. I'm a God chaser. He is just my heartbeat. I love him, and I can't wait to look him in the eyes and tell him exactly that. So that's who Tanya Dallas is. She's just a normal girl who doesn't take herself too seriously and just loves to live life and serve people.
Well, Tanya, it sounds like that you are every woman.
Yes, I do wish I could clone myself. That would be really nice if I had like 2 or 3 of me. That would be awesome. But so far, the technology doesn't exist, and it's probably a good thing that it doesn't. But nevertheless, we can dream.
Now, how did you get started in music?
Oh, my. I probably was singing in my mother's belly for all I know. I'm from a musical family, especially on my dad's side. I mean, I had aunts and uncles who traveled with some of the jazz greats that children are reading about in their textbooks, you know, for history class or music class. And then my mother plays the organ, and I'm a pastor's daughter, and my mom was, maybe like a co-pastor in her own right. So I've been around music since the very beginning, and honestly, I loved it, but my parents forced me to sing, more so my mom. You know, them black mamas from back in the day, I tell you, she didn't care if I could sing or not. I was going to sing in that church choir, you know, the little kids choir, and I had no choice, and my first solo was God is a Good God, and I cried the whole way through it. I was probably about 5, and I was like, God is a good God. You know, I'm thinking about me. Yeah, you know, the choir saying, yes, mm-hmm. He is. And here's Tanya, God is a good God. Yes, He is. So it was a sight to see. I'm sure it was pretty cute, but, yeah, I did not want to sing. It's not that I didn't want to sing. I just didn't want her. I'm a rebel in my own right, in a sense. I love going against the grain, not in a bad way, but I just don't always like to do what everybody else is doing. So I was struggling with a little bit of that, even at 5.
So you were singing that song, Tanya, and tears and snot streaming down your face, and somebody was saying, sing, Tanya, sing!
Yes, I was forced, but I did it.
All right, well, that is awesome. Who are some of the gospel greats that you truly and really admire and who have, like, kind of made an impression or a mark upon your life?
Well, you know, growing up when I did, a lot of the gospel greats were males. So, you know, you had Commission and John P. Key and the Winans, whom I loved. Oh, my gosh, I loved them. And then, thankfully, we had Vanessa Bell Armstrong coming in on the scene, and I loved her, too. And but the one voice that captivated me, and any time she came on the radio, I would, like, literally stop what I was doing, was Miss Yolanda Adams. she, I think I always knew I wanted to be a singer, but when she came on the radio, I think mm-hmm. her first single might have been, well, maybe it wasn't, but Through the Storm was definitely a single that changed the industry and just, you know, just took radio by storm. That was it for me. I knew I wanted to be a singer. That's what I called it back then. I want to be a singer. So Yolanda Adams, she impacted me. You know, the words that she sang and the passion in her voice and just the vocal control that she had was just amazing. So I would probably say her, but really, you know, John P. Key was in love with his voice and just his passion to live what he sung about. And then, of course, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, that voice of hers is just golden. And when she would sing Peace Be Still or Nobody But Jesus, those songs, those are my heart songs, even at that early age, because God identified himself to me very early. I'm going to say like about 4 or 5, I experienced him and his presence and even him reaching out to me through my dreams. So those songs that they sung were more than just a melody to me. Those were God reaching out to me and saying, I'm real. I'm not just your mom and dad's face. I want you to know me, Tanya, for who I am, your own relationship. And so there you have it. Those Yolanda Adams, definitely. But, you know, of course, the Winans Commission, mostly men. But, again, we women are on the scene, you know, making things happen. But definitely, a couple people. But I'd probably put Yolanda and Vanessa probably at the forefront.
Well, you know, I was reading some of the press and the reviews, what people were saying about you and your music, and a lot of people are comparing you to Yolanda Adams. How does that feel, since you admire her so, for people to put you in contrast with her?
Oh my gosh, it feels great. And when someone says that, I just, you know, you kind of don't know what to do. You know, growing up as a girl in America, certainly blessed to grow up in America, period. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. We have a lot of people who bash America, but I dare them to go live somewhere else. So, you know, even Oprah says it. You know, girls who grew up in America, you know, that's a good thing. But at the same time, we still experience a lot of, you know, self-esteem issues and things like that. So when someone compares me to Miss Yolanda Adams, I'm floored because, of course, I still see, you know, issues, you know, with some of my vocal techniques. And I think every singer knows when they've done their, you know, when they've done their best and when they haven't. So I just feel honored. That's probably the best, you know, answer. I feel honored, and I just, it's surreal in a sense because, you know, I grew up listening to that lady and even to, you know, be on the Radio One Love cruise and share the same stage with her. Is a dream come true, and to, you know, have an opportunity to meet her behind the scenes at the Stellar Awards this past spring, you know, just was really pretty neat.
I bet. Now, tell us a little bit about that experience on the One Love cruise. I know that you had an opportunity to perform last year and this year as well. So how was that for you?
Well, this year I came back with a little bit more experience under my belt, so that was pretty cool. And then it was also cool to see some of the people that I met last year and build upon those relationships. But it was an honor to get back on the stage and sing, you know, before the people. And like I was saying on my Blog Talk radio show, A Diary of a Psalmist, with
all
my
right now.
Marcus D. Wiley from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, I was sharing that I was just so appreciative of those who came out to support us because as new artists, we need to hone and sharpen some of those skills. Now, yes, it's about ministry, but we both know, Miss Wanda, that God is a God of excellence. And even
yes,
King
is.
David, in his kingship, there were skills and wisdom that came with that. So it's more than just you being able to sound good. You need to be able to exercise wisdom, to have stage presence and things like that. So being able to serve, you know, in music on the Radio One Love cruise was an awesome opportunity. And I was just grateful for some, you know, some of the people, you know, just the regular folks on the ship as well as some of the, you know, quote-unquote bigwigs coming out to support us and giving us feedback on how we were doing. So I think that one of the best things was I got to sing directly right in front of the First Lady of Gospel herself, Pastor Shirley Caesar. And I was so nervous because I was singing. Coco Brother had invited me and my roommate to come sing during the live broadcast on the cruise for his show. And the people that were on the lineup that night were Marit Brown Clark, Pastor Shirley Caesar, James Fortune, et cetera. Well, they weren't in there yet. The place was packed, but those celebrities, if you would, and I use that term loosely, had not yet arrived. Well, right before I'm going to sing, who walks in but Pastor Shirley Caesar? And my heart sank because it's like everything stopped and everybody was like standing on their feet and giving her an ovation. And I'm like, no, because I just knew I was going to be so nervous to sing in front of her. And she came and sat right on the front row, right in front of me where I'm about to sing. But God was with me, and you know what? I was nervous, but you so couldn't tell. It wasn't that nervous, like you're so nervous, and it's, you wasn't like, it wasn't anything like that. And she smiled at me, and she was bopping to the beat, and she was communicating with me just with her eyes, letting me know, girl, you have it going on. So I was able to make that connection with her, and you know the story. Even after I sung, she came up on the stage, and she pulled me aside, and she said, daughter, you have a gift. And that meant volumes. Miss Wanda, I grew up listening to this woman. I grew up crying to her songs. You know what I'm saying? And for her to sit there and say that I have a gift, that brought tears to my eyes. So it was a wonderful experience.
So, Tanya, you have the gift and you got to use it.
Amen. That's what a gift is. Share it.
Absolutely. Sometimes, and I want our listeners to understand, because we, here at Marketing Ministries, we're all about marketing ministry, and we have a lot of independent artists that listen to our shows. And I want them to really feel and see your heart and understand the favor of God that is upon your life, because this has not been an easy journey for you. It takes a lot of work and labor to get your music out there and to do things the right way. So for some of those artists that are listening, tell them of some of the things that they need to do to make sure that they put their project and their music out the right way. Because there's more to it than just making a song and taking it and getting some radio play.
It sure is. And one thing I would say to them is to be involved, be very involved with all the decision making and the everything on the business side. I think sometimes as artists, we just want to sing only. And unfortunately, the industry has changed a whole lot. And in some ways, that's a good thing, because gone are the days of the dumb artist, quote unquote. And when I say dumb artist, I just mean, back in like TLC's days, and they had signed with Pebbles or just, anyone, New Edition, whatever. You signed with a record label, they did everything. So you didn't know what the contract said. You didn't know what recoup was. And when you found out, it was a little bit too late. You just weren't involved in any of the process. All you did was show up and sing and rehearse for the most part. Well, the industry has changed. And so it is harder for indie artists because we're not with big labels. We don't have a lot of money and a budget most of the time, and we're using a lot of our own cash and time and effort and things like that. But it gives us the opportunity to be involved, so we know what contract we're signing. We know, what recouping means, and we know, what an honorarium is and all these other things that I could go into. So that's what I would encourage them to focus on to be successful, is not to just let their independent label handle it, which more than likely they can't. They can't just let the independent label handle it because the independent label needs their help. So that's the business side. There's still a spiritual side, and the spiritual side is we need to stay close to God and His heartbeat, because it's not meant for every one of us to be a star. And if the only reason why we've become an artist is to see our name in lights, then we've got the wrong focus. And because the industry has changed, I think that's a good thing also, is it weeds out the people who just want the fame and fortune. Because if you really believe that you're called and you know that you're called, this stuff is tough. This is tough work, and it will weed you right on out if you got the wrong motives. Now, sure, there's still going to be some people who will slip in who do have the wrong motives. That's just the way life is. The Bible talks about, Jesus talked about the parable of the wheat and the tares, and how they got gathered together. So that is going to happen. You are going to have people in the industry who don't have, pure motives or pure ministry mentality to follow the Great Commission that Jesus had left with the 12 disciples and all of us. But other than that, I have a lot of advice, but that advice would be, my main advice would be to pay attention to the business side, because there's a lot of no's that come our way. And there's going to be, at least for me, I can't speak for everyone else, but a lot of tears, a lot of disappointments, some feelings of regret at missed what you think are missed opportunities. But if we trust God and his timing and we stay close enough to him for us to hear that small voice that he speaks to us in, we'll be all right.
Absolutely. And if you don't pay attention to the business side, there will be no promotion or no celebrity side. Because
right.
just as you mentioned, some of the artists like TLC, you know, within their first few years, they had to file bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see, hear a lot of those stories where, you know, they were so busy worrying about the stardom, but they
right.
didn't understand the business side. So when it came down, they didn't own anything. And not just that, is that, you know, it has to be balanced in everything we do.
And
if a house is not built on a solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ, it's not going to stand, whether you, in your personal life or whether it's music or whatever. Christ has to be that solid foundation. And at the end of the day, it's all about his timing anyway.
Amen. It sure is. And God is in no rush. He's the trip. You know, I have a saying that I share with him, that he may be late, but he's always on time. Now, some people would say, wait, he's never late. I say he is. But that's the awesome thing about this saying, is it's contradictory on purpose, because even when he's late, he's on time, i.e. Lazarus. You know, they were waiting on Jesus to hurry up and get on to town so he could go ahead and heal Lazarus so he didn't have to die. But no, Jesus was out doing other things, and he was late on purpose, but he was really on time. So even when God is late and things are dead and they look like, you know, it's not going to come to pass, it's not going to be, he's still on time. And that's just how awesome and bad he is, that he can be late and still be on time at the same time. Now, what kind of God is that? Who would serve a God like that? When you're late but you're on time? Oh, my goodness. So
yeah,
I love
people have some church up in here.
I love him to death, but sometimes I'm human, and I get angry because I'm like, Lord, you know, I don't like CP time, okay? Let's do Tanya time here, please. But it doesn't always work that way.
Oh, I understand. And, you know, as you're talking about Lazarus, you know, one of my children, they always tell me, because, you know, he's one of my favorite parables in the Bible. And my daughter would tell me, I tell Mama, please leave Lazarus alone. You just beat him to death. But the thing about Lazarus, you know, she's like, oh, just leave him alone, Mama, just please. But the thing about, you know, Jesus never said I was coming to Mary and Martha at that time. He purposely didn't go.
Right.
Because if he had went at that time, then God's glory had not been revealed. Because he said to them, he said, all sickness is not unto death, but unto the glory of God. So he knew what was going to take place, and he knew, but we didn't know. So,
right.
you know, when we're doing anything and it doesn't seem that it's going to manifest in our time, in a timely manner for us, God says, well, no, if I allowed it to manifest now, you wouldn't see my glory.
Amen.
Because if he got in your face right now and said, Tanya Dallas, you're going to marry a man by the last name of Lewis. You're going to have two boys. You're going to do an album. It's going to be chart topping. It's going to win awards. And everything is going to go your way. You would never have any reason to ever talk to God again.
I know, that's right. I'm like, you think, see ya.
But when he gives you just enough light for the step you are, when he says, okay, Tanya, you're going to marry a phenomenal man, and you're going to have two sons. You say, okay. And that comes to pass. You go, okay, God, let me call you. What else you got for me? Tanya, you're going to do a song entitled False, which we played earlier. And that's going to be phenomenal. So in leading into that, tell us the backstory behind False, because that's one of my favorite songs by you.
I like False a lot, and, you know, that song was written by Isaiah D. Thomas. He's a Stellar Award winner, D.C.'s own, and he also has a group called Elements of Praise, and he wrote, I Will Bless the Lord, which most people know as by Byron Cage, but that actually was originally written and done by Isaiah D. Thomas. So when I had gotten together with James Austin, who is the founder and president of Kingdom Gate Music Group, we decided, you know, hey, let's get together, let's make a dream come true. And James was like, hey, I know Isaiah Thomas, I have a contact, you know, did a concert with them before or whatever. Let's get with them and see what we can come up with. And so Isaiah gave us three songs, and so one of them was Fault. And so I listened to it. You know, I was like, okay, you know, whatever. So we get into the studio to record it, and I was, you know, this. I had been in the studio plenty of times before, but always for someone else's project. So to get in the studio and now it's your thing, that's a whole nother ball game. So there was a lot of things I needed to learn emotionally, mentally, just even working with producers and even working with someone of Isaiah's caliber who is so talented and creative and, you know, well-respected in the industry. All those things, you know, came into play. So that first pass of Faults wasn't all that great. And, you know, Isaiah had some critiques and stuff for me, you know, and I took it well. But truly, the song has sentimental value to me because I told y'all my parents be forcing me to sing when I was little. So when I was a teen, one of the songs that I'd have to, they forced me to sing over and over again for guests and, you know, for church and stuff was He Looked Beyond My Fault and Saw My Need. Now, that's not the title of the song. The song is called Amazing Grace, but most people confuse it with the standard Amazing Grace. You know, what is the one? I can't even think of the tune. Oh, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. People think of that one. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking of the other one that, what's the, oh, well, the hook line. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. That one. So they would force me to sing that song, which I hated because I don't like to be forced to do anything. But the awesome thing
just
about that
rebel,
song.
Just a rebel, Tanya. Just a rebel.
No, I am. Don't tell me what to do because I just won't do it. No, just kidding. But when I would sing that song, God's presence would just be so thick, you know, all over me that I couldn't really even sing it. I'd be crying. It just really sound horrible. But God was showing me I'm real. I am who I say I am. So long story short, I thought it was kind of funny that the first song that I would sing from my project would be a song that was based on one of my very first adolescent solos. So it's a great song. It makes you move. The hook is catchy. I love that song. It's, you know, it's just God has a sense of humor, like I said, and he may be late, but he's always on time.
And people be stepping on that song, Tanya. You know, they be doing the Christian step and be sliding because, you know, church folks will do the electric slide in a minute.
Well, Tracy Morgan, who is one of gospel's most, you know, known radio announcers, she won a Stellar Award a few years back when Heaven 1580 had debuted in the D.C. market, and that was like one of the only gospel stations at the time. She loved that song upon first hearing it. She debuted it on a show. I mean, it's really been embraced by radio. And you know, just as Something About a Miracle has done some great things, we're looking, you know, we are expecting that Faults will do exactly the same. It's receiving a lot of love by, you know, just by listeners and especially by radio. So I'm excited about what it's going to do.
And you should be. And that leads me into your second song, because I know you have your EP out now, and your full project is coming out fall 2010, correct?
Right, that's right.
And Something About a Miracle and Faults is on your EP. Tell us a little bit about the makings of Something About a Miracle, because I know this song is doing phenomenal.
It sure is. It's doing so great that on Reverb Nation right now, it's gotten almost 25,000 views.
Woohoo!
On Reverb Nation for 3 weeks yet. I know people's videos have been on Reverb Nation forever. But anyway, Something About a Miracle is a song that I liked. James Austin wrote the song, and when he first played it for me, I thought it was nice. You know, whatever. You know, I'm laid back, so whatever. But when we went to record it, it's something about singing. Singing is different from acting or writing because singing, you can be exposed. Your vulnerabilities can be exposed. And Something About a Miracle, and I know some people are going to get weirded out by this, but Miss Wanda, you know I am a little bit weird. Something About a Miracle is a song who is a person to me, and she's a female. And I hated her when I first met her. I had to learn how to sing her correctly. We weren't gelling. It was just all types of problems. You know, Isaiah Thomas worked with us on this song as well. Chris Leach did the keys for it. It was a long day in the studio, let me tell you, and I left the studio defeated and depleted, and I just didn't even want to do the song. I didn't even like the song. We were just going to just give it away to someone else. This is how bad it was. Well, time went on by, and you know, the funny thing is, and you know I'm long-winded, so if you say, just say, Tanya, can you just shorten up the story, please? But the funny thing is, I really felt like God wanted to do something great with the song, especially since there was just so much opposition, you know, between the song and me. We, like, hated each other. So I was like, there's something God really must want to do with the song. So anyway, we decided to record at Studio 51 with Brad Bearwald. And Brad is a studio engineer who just gets me. You know how some people just have your number?
Mm-hmm.
And they can just speak life into you in a way that for some reason you can receive, whereas other people try to do it, but it's just not right. And so Brad just took me to a place, he calmed me down, and we, you know, went over my vocals, and he just was able to communicate with me. And what happened was the song and me finally decided that we would walk together in agreement. And so that's what you get today, what you hear. I think it's a masterpiece, and I'm not saying that because I sang it by no means or that I sing it. It's just a song that's so full of hope. It's a song full of contradictions because we live in contradictions. And so while we acknowledge all the pain and the heartache that we go through, we also acknowledge all the triumph and that we serve a God who loves us. And I know there might be listeners out there right now who are not really sure what they believe about God, but I am a witness, and I come to let them know that regardless of what you believe about him, he still loves you. And even though you might not think he's real or you might have your doubts or your issues with him, he still loves you, and there's something about a miracle that you can't always see. Because it's not about what we can see all the time. Sometimes we focus on what's in the natural and ignore what's going on in that spiritual realm. And you know, being a believer, that we walk by faith and not necessarily always by sight. And God is so good, he doesn't expect us to always just walk by faith. That's why he gives us signs and gives us, you know, pretty grass and trees and the creation. You know, the heavens declare God's glory. So he doesn't expect us to just, you know, believe what we can't see all the time. He's still saying, look, okay, have faith, but look, I still have to, look what I've done for you in the past. So that was a long-winded answer. I'm tired of talking now. Goodbye.
Don't you go nowhere. And listeners, don't you go nowhere. And she just set us up for Something About a Miracle by Tanya Dallas Lewis. We're going to listen to that now. So sit back and enjoy. Thank you. Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And you were just listening to the angelic sound of Tanya Dallas Lewis, Something About a Miracle. And she's our special guest today. She's hanging out with us. Tanya, time flies when you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are my sweetheart. You are my sunshine. You are my rainbow and lollipops. Tell the people if they want to pick up your EP, Something About a Miracle, that has that title song on it and Faults, where would they go to pick that up?
Man, it's just about everywhere. CD Baby, Amazon.com, iTunes, Reverb Nation. I mean, just you can just Google me. And I really encourage them to check out the music video. If they were touched at all by listening to the song, to put a visual with it, I think they'll be pleased. Somebody's pleased because almost 25,000 views, you know, is amazing. So pretty much anywhere they can get it. Yeah.
And it's more than 25,000. That's just on Reverb. I was checking your information, and you have a little bit like 1,200 on YouTube. So
that's
people
right.
are really being blessed by this video. Now, if they want to see you live, see you come out and minister. I know you have some upcoming dates. Where can people check you out, Ms. Lewis?
Oh, man. Well, those who are in the North Carolina area, I'll be there July 18th at the Well Church. All they have to do is just go to Reverb Nation, MySpace, where they can contact Miss Wanda Adams, Marketing Diva Extraordinaire, as I call her. Or they can invite me to their church. I work with the youth at my church. Youth are my heartbeat, as well as women's ministries. I have myself and some others, we founded a nonprofit organization based on the book The Power of Praying Wife by Stormy O. Martin. And it's for married women, average age 21 to 35, but no matter what the age, our goal is to make sure women stay married, especially black women, since we have the lowest marriage rate out of any race. But, yeah, give me a call. I love people. I'm a people person. I'm a ham all day, and I love to sing for the Lord. So they can find me. All they have to do is Google me. They can also go to TanyaDallasLewis.com.
Absolutely. Now, in parting, if there's one thing that you would like to say to our listeners that is laid upon in your heart, what would you like to share?
Actually, I'd like to sing it.
Go
I know ahead. Someone who knows it all. In the time of trouble, he'll answer your call. You might not have much, but I hope you can clearly see. In the time of trouble, he will rescue you from the troubles of this life. He'll give you peace to ease your mind. I know he can make it right. There's no doubt in my mind. He'll be there. So anytime you need him, I just want people to know to call on him. He loves them so much, and we were never meant to do this life alone, and we don't have to. So I just want somebody to know, if you haven't heard it yet today, somebody loves you, and that's Jesus Christ. And you know what? It's me too. I love you. So hopefully somebody will hear that and receive that today.
That was awesome, and that ministered to me. And listeners, go out and pick up her EP, Something About a Miracle. Look for the full Project Miracles to be coming out fall 2010. You can check her out at her website, www.TanyaDallasLewis.com. If you want to book her for one of your events, she's an anointed woman of God. You can email us here at marketingministry@live.com. Again, the email address, is marketing, MarketingMinistry at live.com. Tanya, I thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know that the favor of God is all upon your life. It is your season. It is your time. And these are just not things we're throwing out there. We know that we know that we know that this is true. And so I just thank you for hanging out with us, for blessing our listeners. Time flew by so fast that I'm going to have to bring you back again.
Hey, man.
And have you go, we're going to go deeper. This time it was inside her story. We're going to go deep with Tanya Dallas Lewis.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, and you be blessed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, listeners, as I stated earlier, time flies when you're having a good time. I want to thank Tanya Dallas Lewis for hanging out with us today. She is a phenomenal woman of God. You want to check out her music, support her. If you're having something going on at your church, bring her in and allow her to minister to your congregation. She would truly, truly bless you. As always, we are marketing ministries, and we are helping those to market their ministry. If God has given you a vision, an idea, and a concept, don't sit on it. Allow that thing to manifest, and we can help you. Email us at marketingministry@live.com. Join our NEEN network, www.marketingministry.neen.com. You can follow us on Blogspot at www.marketingministry.blogspot.com. And tune in next week. Well, we'll have a very, very special show for you. Remember, be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. Don't let anybody hinder you from doing what God has called you to do. It's all in His timing. He loves you. And for those that are celebrating, have a very, very happy 4th of July. And until next time, remember, cast your vision.
I believe every word He said, and all His promises spoken to me. I believe that His word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your feet.